And we're joined in studio by Molly Buckman. It is Nutcracker time, as in December 15th and 16th, one of the great staples in our community. Every year the holiday season would be incomplete without the Nutcracker, from A Tale from the Bayou. And this is how many years now, Molly?
I don't know.
You've lost count?
Since about 1991. Whatever that is. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. And there's scalpers out there who are trying to take advantage of this.
Always.
Now, to talk about real creeps taking advantage of little kids and the holidays and the Nutcracker.
There are two different
kinds. I mean, there's a warm place in you know where for people like that. Right.
There are two kinds. There are the kinds that advertise online and never send you tickets, even though we've had complaints from that. But there's also a number of them that if you Google Baton Rouge Ballet, Nutcracker, their sites come up first, and they're way overcharging for tickets, including StubHub on occasion. These are second sellers. They buy the tickets and then they sell them for more. This is a service that works if you want a ticket to something that's sold out, but it doesn't help you when there are plenty of tickets available, and we have plenty of tickets available.
And how do you inquire about the ones that are available, well, without going through these
Ticketmaster.com. Ticketmaster.com. That's where you want to go to get tickets to our Nutcracker. You can get a link to that at our site, batonrougeballet.org. You can also call the ballet office and place a ticket order that doesn't have the Ticketmaster fees attached to it, and that's 225-766-8379. You can find all of this.
Say that a little slower now.
225-766-8379.
Gotcha. Now, four performances, right?
Correct.
15th and 16th, as in
next
Saturday and Sunday.
At 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. each day.
Okay. And this is at the River Center Arena, so there are some changes there as well. What's going on there?
Okay, the Raising Cane's River Center Arena. It's a completely different production for us. We are not taking our sets. We're taking our beautiful dancers. We're taking the symphony. We have a core of amazing people who are creating an entirely new magical production for the arena. Audiences will be surprised when they come in. It will be an intimate setting as a proscenium stage. It will feel like a theater. They will all have great seats because it's in arena seating. There's no head in front of you. And we are doing all kinds of creative things to make it new and magical.
Well, it's always a big part of the holiday season. And each year you have a new twist.
Well, the new twist this year is our entirely new production, but we still have our amazing guest artists.
Entirely new production.
Well, pretty much. We've had to change a number of things. We still have our beautiful costumes and the symphony, and our guest artist, whom everyone loved last year, Allison Stroming, and Aaron Smith, who is featured right now in the Disney Nutcracker movie, Dancing the Snow Cavalier, so you can see him live dancing with us. They are both gorgeous dancers. And, you know, ultimately, it's about beautiful dancing and the beautiful Tchaikovsky score. And that will be better than ever.
This never gets old for you, does it?
No, especially this year. There's nothing. We have so many creative people coming up with such great ideas. If money were no object, we could do amazing things. But staying within a budget, we are still, we create magic on a shoestring.
How many performers are there?
Oh, about 250, maybe.
250. So what kind of preparations involved in this?
Well, we started 2 years ago working on what would be the new arena production, and we have Andre Chapoy, who is a video animator who has been working on it for a good bit of time, and Curtis Appleby, our technical director at the theater. That and a core of people, even people drive up from Morgan City who always do our pyro, to make it work in this setting. We start rehearsals in late August, early September. We have auditions for the children later in September, and we've been working daily and nightly ever since.
All right. A listener asks if they can purchase tickets at batonrougeballet.org. Is that possible?
You can go to batonrougeballet.org to get a link to Ticketmaster and the phone number to call us.
Okay, ticketmaster.com. And again, that phone number is 225-766-8379. There are tickets available. December 15th and 16th, as in next Saturday and Sunday, 2 p.m. and 6 p.m., four performances. And tickets, as these kinds of productions go, this is a bargain.
Tickets are $25. They start at $25 to $59. That is a huge bargain. They are selling online for $200.
These creepy scalpers are selling them for $200.
Right. And it's not illegal. What they're doing is not illegal because they say, as long as they say that tickets are are being sold by a second site and that they may not be at face value.
And they've been doing this for a few years, right?
A number of years. And just lately, yesterday I checked and there weren't as many of them showing up as had been showing up a few days before. And I think that's because perhaps we've been getting the word out and they're not getting as much attention.
All right. Go to Ticketmaster.com. And the performances are always vivid and inspiring, but a big part of it is the visual aspect of it.
It is. And let me just say that while there are many tickets available for the public shows, we will have our biggest crowd ever at our school day show, which is Thursday. We will have almost 2,400 kids there. We've had to turn a number of schools away. And so we want everybody to, you can't come to that one. So go ahead and get your tickets for Saturday and Sunday. We will still be paying honor to Nels Anderson's beautiful sets that feature all of the Louisiana settings, like the Snowy Oak Alley and the Old State Capitol, but we won't actually have them physically there.
Well, I'm looking at the promotional material. There's an exceptional photograph from I Wander on here.
Aaron Hogan at I Wander does a wonderful job for us every
year.
That
captures the magic, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well. That's one of our lovely dancers. Who will be doing Arabian this year. She's all grown up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have graduates, people who were part of this back in 1991 who still come every year to see it?
We absolutely do. We had one who lives in Myanmar and was in town last week and had to come watch a Waltz of the Flowers rehearsal because she remembers it so fondly. And we will be featuring some of these people in our next concert, which is in May 4th and 5th, which is Homecoming Dances, where we will be bringing back alumni who are out making their name in the dance world to choreograph for us.
And Molly knows of which she speaks. She's a dancer herself.
In the past, in the long ago past.
She has the back issues to prove it, right?
From time to time. Yeah.
But these are great athletes. As I noted, they're much better athletes than you're going to see on Saturday night. These guys weighing 350 pounds on the offensive line at LSU. These are real athletes.
They're all real athletes, but these are athletes that hone their skills day in and day out. There's never an off season. They are always working and perfecting what they do. And they're doing it without the hope of big bucks or their picture on the front page of the paper.
Well, it's the Nutcracker, A Tale from the Bayou, from the Baton Rouge Ballet Theater at the Raising Cane's River Center Arena. Next Saturday, the 15th, and Sunday, the 16th, 2 p.m., 6 p.m., both days. And again, Ticketmaster.com and 225-766-8379. Thank you, Molly Buckman.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stay tuned.